This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Me. Man, you know what it is. Episode 149 of the Random Order Show. We got me, man.
Locked in.
It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. Another man. We got me, Trey the
Business. Yo, man, if your lips crack, man, just put on the lip chap.
Well, we got Big Shell Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, you can't see it, but the Farmer's Tan activated for the show.
The what?
All day, man.
Farmer's Tan.
What's that?
Farmer's Tan.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have upon us, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics that other podcasts are afraid to cover.
Yakking in your hands, wrapping your baby like a tamale,
how to avoid wet driver back,
bet the school drew, role-playing on GTA, smoking pot with your dad, and of course, man, yakking your bro's hair.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Apple Podcast, Spotify, drop a 5-star stunning rating, man. Show some love, amen. Jump in the comments, man. Smash that like button, smash that bell, amen. And lock in, man. Enjoy this episode, people.
Episode 106 in part. We coming at you live. I'm here with fucking AJ and Free. Bow Wow's on the way.
Chopper style, chopper style.
Trust me, bear rating. Yeah. Trust me, bear rating.
The episode is on fire.
All day, man.
Straight like that.
Yep. Back at y'all next, man. 149 on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally learned the other day.
What you did there.
106 in part. But the thing is, that's not going to hit. That's only going to hit for 50% of the Canadian. Was it Canada or the Peel region? I mean, or the GTA region?
Wait, why?
You know the whole thing where BT is on certain was on certain channels for some people?
Yeah.
It was either 49 or some other weird shit.
For half of the...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Posted it in there. Everyone, he's like, yo, comment what BT was on for you. And niggas were saying, it's some weird number to us.
It wasn't 49 for everybody?
Like 63, nigga? No, 49. BT was 49.
Yeah.
Flat.
Read top, man.
Man, that's crazy, man. Damn.
It's like that, man.
Interesting.
Where was BT? What channel would BT? What channel? Y'all got channels? What's the American channel? You know what I mean? One to...
Oh.
What are the low channels out here?
Because that's basic cable.
Basic cable,
they,
right?
Yeah.
So basic cable probably went up to like 70, depending on your area. Mm. And then we saw that 60, like high 60s, it was getting static.
Let me ask my...
Yeah.
And then when we had the
cable
box...
Sometimes you hit a look on a little 73, mm-hmm, it'd be some plant bullshit.
Yeah. But it really depends on how far your shit...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn, I remember having that illegal box, man.
Which one?
I think we talked about it before.
Damn, that's how we got my officer going there.
Yeah. Which one was going on?
Officer Powell?
Goddamn.
He a fed, in case I didn't know.
Don't put it out there just like that.
You a fed?
Nah, I ain't a fed. I play GTRP. I'm a police officer on GTRP.
You chose the role?
I did, yeah. Look, it's like my 10th server.
What inspired you to be a fed?
You know, I was just bored, to be honest, man. I was just bored. Fuck you. I was just bored, man. I was on the server just bored, like, I want something to do, you know? And then police officers seem like it's something to do. You're going to be in the mix. You're gonna
promising
be,
career.
You know, everybody want to be a drug dealer on GTA, man. You're going to be in the mix, so, and it's fun.
And you want to stop them.
I do, yeah.
You said you were thrilled. You had a rush? You felt a rush?
I wouldn't take it that far. Okay. I was enjoying myself for
just
the gameplay.
Just a while ago, you said, oh, I'm missing GTA, and I ain't going to lie to you. But if the only thing you do is patrol.
It's not the only thing I do.
If the only thing you do on GTA is patrol,
if
the only thing you do is ride around your little car, and I seen your car.
You know it's nice.
You got a charger?
I got the AMG.
AMG cop car?
AMG cop car, yeah.
AMG what? What's the body?
The Benz. Benz AMG. I can't remember. It's the coupe.
But AMG's a class, right?
Mm. don't got.
Oh, yeah, yeah. AMG's like you, so say, you basically said I drive an M.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
It still kind of works though.
Drive an M.
Yeah, like because you know, if you're a BMW boy, you know, like it's an M engine.
The M package.
Yeah, I got an M package.
But so AMG AMG's M is a package and AMG is a package. Okay, okay.
It's the plus.
You basically say I'm driving a sport.
Right. All right, let me figure out. I know which one. It's the coupe with the little.
It's just it says police on the side.
Yeah.
It's just Chris. Nice.
It just says. Where's your office? What's your officer badge number, Mister?
I think it's a CLE 63.
That's your badge number?
I don't know.
You know his badge by heart.
It don't go that far, gang.
You sure? He's just one day on patrol and all this shit, bro. I'm walking up and down the halls. And Julian's asleep. You know, it's middle of the night.
Hey, you go exaggerated. I'm telling you guys right now, man.
That's crazy.
You go exaggerated.
Can I spill?
Like, yeah, brother.
The fuck?
Yeah, brother.
I don't even know what I'm about to say.
Can I say this pain?
At the end of the day, shout out my nigga T Grizzly, man, because he got a cop character too on his.
He's going to pull another one. Yeah. He's so used to talent.
I'm just saying, it's a video game. That's all I'm saying.
We got the gym in the morning, man. Everyone know that, man. We got the gym in the morning. Everyone up at 6:30. We out. It's the middle of the night. I get up. I couldn't sleep. I'm having nightmares. I'm tossing, turning. I'm sick. I need to go to the bathroom, wash my face with some water. I'm hearing little conversations. Trying to be low. Get him. I said, what the fuck? Go. I let it go. I think I'm just hearing shit in my head. I go use bathroom. Come back outside and I hear, you are under arrest. What the fuck? Open shutters door, full suit on. Full police suit on.
This is real life.
Fuck? I close the door. You ain't even know. That's why he laughing. I just close the door quietly. You ain't got a cop hat?
You ain't got a cop hat? I have a cop hat. Me fucking for real.
You packed the cop hat.
The nigga got me on his Instagram story already.
12. I didn't know you was working for the man. Officer. I'm sorry.
It's a shortcut, so
that's
why it's
like police right now. That's the police right
now. What are you talking about, cuz?
It's not air to work.
Yeah, right, nigga. I would never do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, man. He said, bro.
That's right. I'm drawing all over. Not putting on a hat. I'll pretend to be a character.
The nigga's talking to someone else in the real world said, so which way did he go? This street?
Hey, y'all niggas ain't never played cops or robbers, bro?
I was robbing, man.
Get to robbing.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Wait, I didn't know you snuck up on him. I didn't have that context. You snuck up on him?
He's lying. What the fuck? You believe that shit?
No, I'm saying on the story.
On the story, I snuck up on him. But he didn't come in. Yeah.
So you were just sleeping? Yeah, he snuck up on me. Like, he came home. Like, I was playing because he wasn't there. So I was playing.
I was running with you.
Yeah,
you came,
yeah.
I came back.
He just came in, but.
And I'm just hearing, stop in the name of law.
Okay, you're capping. That's not what that was.
You didn't say, oh, no, sorry. He said, freeze!
No, I didn't say that either. Today. You lying.
Really?
What do you actually say? You just some chills?
The only thing I really say that's like a police vernacular is the Miranda rights. That's really it. Every time you arrest someone, you got to say the Miranda rights.
Really?
Tell us.
That's in how the they game? Want because they want it to be serious. They want, like, that's what GTRP is.
Yeah, I feel
the
that.
The RP stands for role play, so they're trying to really get you in there, but.
Go ahead, role play.
Other
tell
than
us.
That, I just talk my shit. Just you know, I'm not my character as a cop is I'm not a bad cop. Like I'm not trying to fuck with niggas.
Chill cop.
Like I'm only gonna do what I gotta do. Like if I catch you a couple of times, I got ticket you now. You feel me? Like
that's pretty sick.
Other than that, I'm gonna just let you go. Like I ain't tripping, bro.
Nah, I feel that play. You know? I play. Yeah. Tell me my Miranda rights.
I always look it up. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'd be a crooked cop. I'm telling you that though.
Yeah, you.
Start whispering. Doing hey, a little listen bit. Up, man. Nigga. Next time.
I'm coming around the corner right
sticking
now.
With
man.
My shit.
You ain't got need the my loud beans, pack man. On me.
I would not do this in the real world. I'm a good guy.
Yeah, nah.
It's fun, though. I'm going to be real.
I bet.
I deny doing it for a minute because I'm like, I don't want to be no fad. Like, fuck that. But It just get boring after a while. Yeah, it's a game too. You just be doing the same shit, trying to sell drugs all day. That's just boring, bro.
Ain't no game, man.
Okay, Trevon.
Ain't no game, man. This shit real, man. Yeah. I bleed this shit.
When you get in the city, you're going to have to deal with me, brother. Tell you that.
Damn, it's like that, that's officer.
You coming at me sideways. Yeah. I'm coming at you.
That's outside the game.
I'll be on the streets. I'll tell all my drug dealing niggas. I say, hey, listen, when you see Pow, fire that thing.
By the way, I know where he at. Like,
fire that thing on him, man. How many lives you get in role play?
You get unlimited lives. But they kind of tell you, like, your memory gets zapped. So, like, if a nigga kill you, you can't go back and kill him because you're dead. You don't know that. Right? Unless somebody tell you, like, oh, because you could go to, like, the hospital. Niggas, they got, like, EMS and shit. They can come and pick you up.
Wait, what do you mean your memory's zapped?
Yeah.
Like, zapped. So, like, you can't, you have to act like you don't remember the situation.
But I can't. Hey man, I'm like in a past life type shit. Like I'm fucking.
If you get healed, like if EMS come and get you, and like you don't bleed out, then you could double back because you know you're just in a coma. Type
but you're not allowed to come back and get revenge.
But you can't come back and get revenge if you bleed out and die because you're dead. You know what I'm saying?
But can you like, come across and interact with the same person?
Yeah, yeah. But you have to like meet them again type shit. Every server is different, but the one I'm in, like yeah, that's how they run it. They're, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't. Certain things you can't like I can't like on a police chase I can't like hit your whip crazy. Like, I gotta give you a fair chance. So, like,
yeah.
Because it's not fun, right?
Yeah, bro, that's hella interesting to me.
It's a lot. Yeah. Honestly, it's a lot there, man. Like taking a break from just shooting like Call of Duty and all that shit, man. I'm just tired of that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Tired of sweating every time I'm on a game.
Yeah. Real life stress and shit.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired of that shit, bro.
It gets there, man. So you just chose the other life. Okay. Definitely saying, okay, lieutenant.
I'm a recruit still. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, no, I'm about to get on Grand Theft Auto.
On patrol.
Yeah, man. I put a little graphics mod on your shit, man. Look beautiful. Get you really immersed.
You downloaded what now?
A graphical mod. This makes the game look better.
How much space we talking?
Yeah, I told you get the SSD, but that's why I said
this nigga came knocking. This nigga knocked on my door. Hey,
you gonna need to up your GPU?
What the fuck? You got more? You got five more TVs on you?
Nah, I thought he was just checking out for
the
me.
This nigga got 500 gigabytes on his computer.
Oh no, you don't do that
in this world.
That's all you need.
Yeah, no.
Because I said all I need is Call of Duty. That's all I need. But you can't knock on my shit and tell me what I need.
Yes, I can, nigga.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Did that shit.
Just that hustle music.
Maybe some of y'all could do the math on this. Of like, how many episodes we put out kind of year one, how many we put out year two, and then how many we put out year three, and then this year. I feel like this year we...
Oh, no, this year is the most we ever dropped, for sure.
Crazy, yeah.
Before it was just as much as we could do it. Then it was just, I don't know. It was about like finding it, figuring out what it was to begin with, and then once we did that, we figured out what it could be, and then once we did that, we figured out how to do that and just like you know do it in the system, and just get it out continuously. So that's where we're at now.
Yes. Yeah, not to mention
on it,
moving and shit. There's so many moving parts.
Oh yeah.
We're all over the place, man. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
This was the Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants, nigga. It's just...
Yeah.
What?
You know, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sound familiar. Yeah.
We just living out bags and shit.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah, these pants were traveling. But, yeah, no, this is the most... This is the most we've dropped, man. What we started the year, episode one...
2020, I think.
120?
I think I...
Episode one? 2019.
No, 2019? No, from January this year. What episode did we drop?
Fuck, man, I'm not gonna even try, bro.
Yeah, that's a scroller.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, let's
click I'll scroll. I'll attempt.
Yeah, scroll that real quick. Just see January. What time we drop real quick? That'll give you a little idea.
Okay, this is August of what? 20 what?
This year, 2023.
Oh, this year.
I kind of forget sometimes that we're in 2023, which is wild.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I find myself still forgetting. Before, never. Like,
yeah.
It's 20.
Sometimes I think it's 2024, though.
Yeah, that's what
when
I'm
I
saying.
I see my card's about to expire. I'm like, oh, thank God we're only in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, moving on.
2023.
That's a fact.
What is time?
Bro, I literally just said, you know what, just take me to.
Yeah,
just
man.
Gonna be like, time's flying. So, yeah, take me.
I'm here, man. We have nowhere else to go.
We were on for the ride, man. It's going fast. Like, all right, nigga, let's see.
Buckle up. Yeah, literally. That's how I feel, though. I feel like, yo, shit is just flying.
Yeah.
Like, 2023 is done.
Wow.
No.
Write it up. It's done.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. I'm still. I'm still trying to, you know.
But this is the thing. We're still here, for sure. Like, 2023 is obviously not done. But, like, this Monday is August.
Yeah, that's 8.
Right? You know what I mean? We're already in 8. By the time we go out to L.A., do all that, you're going to go back home. By the time you're back home, you're going to say August is halfway done.
You still have November, which feels like a year.
Yeah, November's long. November's long as fuck. Yeah. No reason,
this
man.
This shit just be going. That's right. It'd be coming on the news. Listen, we're extending November. Hang in there. We got 3 more weeks. November's like COVID sometimes.
Yeah.
We're extending November.
Damn, man.
That should be having, 57 days, I think?
I think November's, 61. Probably about 61. Then December comes in, and man, what's your New Year's resolution?
You gotta start writing that shit now.
You gotta start right now?
Might as well. Happy birthday.
Bro, it's done.
I mean, I see both sides. I don't feel like, I feel okay about it.
I feel good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm fine. I feel like everything's on track. I'm like, all right, I'm good, nigga.
Mm-hmm. This is what it is.
Take me for the ride, man.
But September, like.
Don't you see them fucking bangers, them binders banging on that shit? Oh, my God.
5-star school binders.
You get the Walmart commercials and shit.
Yes. God, man. I had to tell Wally World, turn it down, man.
I'm seeing them now, man. I'm getting PTSD and shit.
Yeah,
there's nothing more traumatic and triggering than a fucking back to school commercial, man.
It'd be summer, they'd be fucking with you. Say, don't forget, nigga. Eraser commercial and shit.
You think they like soft launch it? Like, it won't be like a binder commercial till August. It'll be like a pencil pack.
Yeah, they start like
July, be like a pencil pack.
Dropping hints and shit. Mm-hmm. Need new jeans soon?
Yeah, for real.
I'm telling my jit too, man. It ain't no back to school freshness, nigga. Same jeans, go ahead.
Nah, we fresh all year. No, we picking something up. Yeah. That's the thing. Don't make it a fucking event that we get. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta wait a year. I gotta wait
for
the sun to rotate around the motherfucking universe, nigga, for me to get some new jeans and shit.
Get some new drip. I gotta wait for the rotation to dip. Nah, man.
And we used to get one shoe. I'm like, bro, I know it's like a thing that we do now, but like, you don't. It doesn't have to be one shoe all year.
What about two? What about
one, two? Yeah. Yeah. How about like when we absolutely need it?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I'm not doing the back-to-school shopping. You're just going to be fresh all year.
I feel that.
We'll do that,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Of course, as much as you can do, man.
I don't know, man. Like, having two young nieces and shit and just seeing how they just disregard clothing.
They don't rate clothes. Yeah, if they don't rate clothes. They don't
rate it, man. So it's like, why am I going to rate it?
I'll be buying them little Dickies and shit, like the durable clothing. Mark's Warehouse and shit. Mm-hmm.
Carhartt, yeah.
Carpenter pants and shit. Yeah, fuck with you.
Bro.
Get your mom, man. Go on.
Yeah, that shit's your nine.
When I have a kid, I'm gonna make sure like he or she understands the importance.
I mean, I think every parent tries that. Every parent's gonna be like, now understand, this costs money. I worked hard for it. Then I give a
Nah, man. It's not even gonna be like that. It's gonna say, listen.
Nigga, my friend is rolling around the grass.
They gotta join.
Yo, I literally at the wedding, my nieces were in an all white dress. I watched them like play this game where they're just tumbling on the grass. And I'm like, why?
I'm gonna say, not in this drip.
You weren't all white.
I'm literally saying, not in this drip.
Yeah. You gotta have an off day.
Yeah. Off days are fine, but I'm gonna try. Ray wasn't like that. Ray was pretty good. Ray was pretty chill. Like, she didn't get too dirty. Like, her drip was juice on there. I'm not gonna get mad at you for that.
Yeah, they'd be bad with Amen. Yeah,
juice be juicing for sure for kids.
They'd be beating them up.
Oh,
man.
My God. They cannot work a straw. Hey, like,
don't hug me, no.
Yeah, no.
Bro, nope. Telling you.
Yeah, but they jump, like, okay, I'll correct it. He's not jumping in puddles.
I've never been a puddle splasher. See a puddle, psh.
Like, ever?
No.
I ain't afraid of no puddle, I'll say that.
You don't know what's at the bottom, huh?
You jump straight through.
Sometimes the puddle go a little bit deep.
I know, I feel that. I'm not. Like, I remember I went to Walmart the other day to get some toiletries and shit for the trip, and I seen a parking spot, and it was, like, a big puddle in the parking spot. And I was like, fuck it. Went in there, hopped out into the water, man.
Or you got out.
Yeah, in it. But I was just, like, just took my time, just slowly, like, you know. Some people, I'm going to find another spot.
That's real. It depends on the platform or your shoes and shit. Yeah, I'm if I'm in the AF Unos, yeah, I'm going to get in there. But if I'm in the...
Yeah, I was wearing Jordan 4s. Yeah, they kind of...
Oh, yeah, you're
right there. Yeah, maybe that was what it was.
You got some gum on you.
I'd rather not.
But. Just got word from my New York friend that BT was 24 for him.
BT was what?
24.
Oh, 24?
Channel 24.
CP24, the news?
Yeah. Yeah,
what the fuck
weird.
Was CP24?
He's New York.
He's in New York.
Oh, New York.
Yeah. So they didn't have that. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, I guess they don't need that one.
I did not hear New York there.
Sorry.
I was thinking Toronto. 24.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That bass was
up. Yeah. Man, speaking of babies, actually, I have this very interesting video.
My baby, when he wakes up and wants to get out of his saddle, swaddle.
That baby looks happy.
Nice.
I don't know why it was giving me insane asylum, man. I'm not gonna cap.
No, that's good.
The fucking
man.
White it's, jacket.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll change the color probably. I'll go beige. Beige. Maybe baby blue for the boy, pink for the girl.
I thought the white was fresh.
But I do get it.
It's like being hugged and shit.
Ooh, I didn't even take it to that route.
Oh, shit.
I was just thinking, because you know babies scratch their face.
Oh, and they sleep
that's
and shit?
That's why they put the gloves on them, right? But a lot of babies can just, they come out the gloves. I guess that's just like foolproof love. Like, you're not scratching nothing.
Bro, I would go to bed. If I know that someone's gonna take me out, bro. Because the only way I panic is if I'm trapped, man. I'm fucked.
When you're a baby, all you're gonna do is like sleep, pee, poo, and you're already gonna do that in your satchel. So it's like, if you're in the swaddle, there's nothing else for him to do but just.
You think you can sleep like this?
If I'm a baby.
I thought you was a baby brother.
I could. That's why I know he good.
Okay, then.
That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't do it now because I'm gonna get claustrophobic. But as a baby that wants to move, if this is a norm for you, you don't know nothing, and this is the norm for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what he's just waiting.
You probably ready? Grow up.
Yeah,
I'm still sleeping like this and shit. I don't know why I do this.
I like to move in my sleep though. I'll say that. Like, I like to kind of like
babies be splat one position. Mm-hmm.
It's true. You're right. Yeah, I always be wondering, like, is your neck good?
A baby
when a baby's sleeping,
they ain't got no neck.
Bro,
they got soft bones.
Yeah, they soft bones and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
They like think of a baby like macro
or like a plasticine. Yeah, babies, you can shape their head and shit depending on how they sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really? No Googles. I know this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got a chance.
Yeah. You know Bones?
The book?
And Mackerel.
Oh.
Huh? You know the mackerel fishes?
No. Oh, mackerel. Yeah. Love mackerel.
The bones are soft.
Are they? I don't eat them.
You just say you love mackerel.
But I'd pick the bones up.
Oh, you probably ate the bone.
No.
Probably ate the bone.
Probably like one bone, two bones.
Bro, they're so soft. Like, the only way you're going to know you ate them is if it goes up into your gum.
Really?
You remember when Daddy used to feed us and he said, yo, like, take the bone out of the macro?
Some of them be soft.
They're soft bones, but, like, you can get a crush. You take them out, but it's fine if they're in there.
Nice, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't no Google, man. No, that.
I feel like having to change your baby out of this would feel like you're opening up a tamale.
It's just fucking hot shit at the center.
Oh, my God.
Remember when I had a tamale at the sumo wrestling? Not the sumo wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
We went to, what would you call that? Was
Luchador?
Luchador, yeah. And
why? How'd y'all get there?
Waleed.
Of course.
That's the only reason I'd ever be there.
How did he sell you on that? Or did it take a lot of convincing? Or
I was like, dude, you want to go? I'm like, sure, fuck it. It sounds weird.
Nice, man. That's like, I like that, man.
It was. I felt like I walked into like a club, like a little club room that I didn't know about. That
like a private gambling rig.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like, hey, what's up, guy? What are we doing here? Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah, it was cool. It was entertaining. It was hella entertaining.
We walked into a real life Discord room, and everyone in that room was like, "Lucho."
Everyone's like, "This is the part." I'm like, oh fuck!
When they're about to jump off, everyone's like, "Fucking move!"
Oh, like, what the shit, hell?
Really? Bro, they jump into the crowd.
Literally, they're like, "Get out! Get out! You fucking seat!" And then your chairs get like squashed and shit. Then they fix it back up, and then you go back. And sit, but like the match comes out of the ring.
Can we set that up again when we're out there? I would love to.
I think you would.
Why you shake your head?
You go alone, bro.
It's just got very messy, man. It just got twisted. And I think it was a traveling show. I'm not 100% sure.
It was good, but it got to the point where, okay, this is a thing. Now Wally does a pretty good job at it, at bringing people places, and then he's okay to say, yo, we can say totally fuck this and like leave.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Wally's don't get not defense to that.
Yeah, he's not the type to say, like, if you guys want to leave, he'll just look, y'all can get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Mm-hmm. So it got to a point where I stood up. I said, I'm not sitting back down. I'm not going to be like, yo, we got to leave now. But I'm going to be like, I was over here.
I'm a mosey. I'm going to go towards the door.
Sure, whenever y'all want. Like,
but I'm good.
Yeah. I'm all right. I got what I needed out of it because someone was yakking behind Wally's back.
Twice. She got another drink and shit.
When you're ladies.
She got water and just the water's like squirting all over the place and shit.
Bro, there's ways to yak. This
is not one.
Never.
If I reach this point,
you're better just going on. You know what I mean? Just take it to the ground.
I'll never go like this.
But I will say, like, it depends on the type of yak, right? Follow me. Like, there's obviously the yak that, like, projectile comes out. Like, you kind of shocks you. You never want to do this. But the one that you kind of feel, because it could just come out, like, literally in your hand.
I'll never hold my yak.
I'm going to be honest. I've held my yak before. I'm going to be for real.
Where?
Not proud of it. Yeah, so it wasn't my first time yakking that night, right? So I knew, like, okay, the hardest one is the first one.
Yeah,
after
right.
that, it's less and less, right? So just, I thought it was over, and it wasn't. I caught it in my hand, man, and I ran to the washroom. But it was like, I wasn't mad at that because I didn't put it on the floor. I didn't put it on nobody's shit. I took my shit to the washroom.
Were you walking?
It wasn't that much. It was it wasn't that much. So it was just like a little leftover. Excuse me. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
said, excuse me?
No, I was by myself. So I just thoughts in my head, you know? Like, fuck.
I'm not holding my yak, bro. I don't give a
so you like walk through the club like this?
Nah, I wasn't at the club. I was at my homeboy's house.
Wait, where are you?
My homeboy's house.
And then, okay, so you're at your homeboy's house. You throw up in your hands, and then you walk to his bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I respect that then.
That's nice.
That's nice.
I thought she was in the club.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I'm about to say. Bro.
Y'all know what happens in here, man.
Nah.
Come and rescue me for real.
Yeah, no, that's your shit.
Okay.
But I'm still like, I never had vomit surprise me. Like, even really? With Wales, when I was saying, like,
I mean, it ain't really a surprise, but it's something that you think you can kind of like breathe away. You know what I mean? You could control your body, you could breathe, like, I don't want it to come up right now. And so you try to like suppress it however you can, mentally, whatever, you know, try and control your body. Like, I've been there before, and sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. But I kind of know that point of when I'm not going to be successful, I got to get somewhere quick.
I got a minute probably tops by the time. I'm going to try and breathe, and I'm going to say, okay.
Yeah, depending on how far I got to go.
Watch out. It's one last breath. And you go, bro. That's all I tell you. Yeah, because it has to keep your mouth closed quick.
When in doubt, go on, finger. I'm not holding yak, because if I hold yak in my mouth, well, fuck him.
It's gonna make me yak, bro. Yeah,
wait, you've never held yak in your mouth?
Never. No. Never.
I've done that too.
Nah, bro, you're a loyal person, man. So I respect that.
I mean, instead of, if I'm in a place where I don't want it to just come, remember, I have chronic migraines, right? So.
All right.
I've definitely held it in my mouth so I can get to a better area and then. Release it.
That's respect, that's man. Yo, that's the thing.
There's rules, man. There's rules, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people aren't so, you know what I mean, thoughtful.
The only chronic migraines I got is the chronic high grade.
It's that new pack. It's the chronic.
For sure.
The migraine 3000?
Yeah. I yacked at my brother's afro, so like you tell me about holding shit. I ain't holding nothing.
God damn, nigga. What the fuck?
Brian's chalked for that one. I think I told him before. We had a bunk bed and we had alternating, we had a fucking prison schedule alternating bunk beds. So to be two at the bottom, one at the top. Nigga. Get the fuck up. Like, cause you'll be chilling in your bed like it's yours and they just paid you. But when someone pages you in the bunk bed, they're just standing straight at eye level. So it's just like, get up.
And they're on their feet. They can get you after.
So we had an alternating schedule, and it was me, Jermaine, and Ryan. And obviously, it's just two at the bottom, one at the top, right? We just switched that. So, you know, you sleep with one brother, and then the next time you get your little space. So I was sick. Special nights, you have, like, you'll get it maybe for a little weekend or a couple of days. So I was sick. I wasn't feeling too good. So I had the top bunk.
I don't know why you would. Huh? That's zero logic right there. You should be at the edge of the bottom.
Yeah, so you can
get. Because I'm sleeping alone. There couldn't be two at the top.
Oh. Okay.
To stay away.
For distance. For, like, y'all don't get sick. Yeah. Or so I'm just not just.
Nigga, face straight. Yo, dog, now that's a scrap. That's crazy.
So, I'm at the top, and I just whatever, like through the night, I'm just not sleeping well, and I'm feeling like I have to throw up. So I guess I'm making grogging noises, and I wake Ryan up. I don't even know if you got up at this point, unless you got up in the middle of the madness. Yeah, so I get up and I'm on the bunk because I don't want nothing in my bed.
Yeah,
so I'm just holding on to the bars. But you gotta understand, like, if I can put my legs this way, my legs are this way right now. I get up. I'm sleeping, like, grab the bars. It's a little entrance right here. The bars right here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm feeling queasy. You know, just like, I'm holding on. You just need to fucking hold something.
It's like, get ready for your ride.
Yeah, so I'm just, so I'm just there. And I'm making noises, so Ryan fucking wakes up and he comes out the bunk bed.
She says, Siobhan, what's wrong?
And I said, what?
It's just straight down.
And I don't know why, but this nigga stays there and starts screaming. So his head sucks. He says, fucking yak. Fucking pats down his hair. I see his hair go in this ludicrous mode. I parted that nigga's waves, bro. I parted his shit.
The Red Sea, man.
God, yo, damn. Definitely the orange chunky sea on his head.
Yeah.
Bro, I felt so bad, but the best part about it is after I finished yakking, I
sleep blessed. Yeah.
Let's go shower, bro. What are you doing?
Stinky. You fucking smell shit. Smells like beef rye.
Bro, I can't believe it wasn't my fault though. He just looked up and tried to see because he knew I was sick, so I was just gonna check.
For sure,
which I respect. But it's like, bro, like I don't know. I would have gotten up like completely out of the bed. Like he just poked his head.
I'll ask you from under there, nigga. You good?
Yeah, something. Because as soon as I see that coming down, I'm just covering that, man.
Nigga, like, I'm punching the thing. Like, good. I'm not here. Yeah, nigga, fuck that.
yacked all over that guy's afro, man. That's a core memory for me.
That's
man.
Tough, man.
I literally don't remember what happened after that.
Sleep. You went to bed?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't remember.
Probably dreamed, forgot to dream.
Yeah. I felt bad still, but.
That's something you can only do to your brother, I'll tell you that. Anybody else gonna put the paws on you or at least try?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, consider just to puke down.
Yeah, like, and it had to be your older brother.
Well, where am I going? Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. Like,
yeah, I'm glad that wasn't me. I'm glad that's not a memory in my mind.
Yeah, that would be fucked.
Just that POV is,
you good?
I would have just moved. That's what I was saying. I don't understand why he just like turned around. Like, he said, "Afro, protect me." Like, I just said, "I got you." Because he could have just went back inside.
Could have went back, right?
Which is why I was like, I didn't feel bad because I'm like, dog, that's your fault, man.
You know, no. Don't do that.
Choice. No.
Don't do that. Nah. You puke on a nigga. Don't do that. Just try to sympathize with him.
I'm wrong. I'm for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, like,
I mean, the nigga sleep. Who? The nigga sleep.
Yeah, it's nighttime. He ain't that quick, huh? Yeah, you're right. I'm easy, man. I'm easy. Yeah, man. That's my story, man. Damn, puking is fucked up, man.
Man, I used to destroy beefaroni, man.
Yeah,
that's regular, man. Yeah. On the regular.
That shit was good.
Ravioli? Yo, that was good.
That shit was good.
I never loved that one.
Beefaroni?
I like... Is that the one with the... Let me find it, man.
It's like the mac noodles, the macaroni noodles with the beef.
Yes. With the beef chunks. That one I love. I didn't like ravioli.
It's like bust down ravioli. Yeah.
I didn't like ravioli.
I think it's
like
the same two ingredients.
Just because, yeah, the ravioli was like their shit. The little.
Yes.
I know. I didn't like it, man. I just felt like
so good, man.
I like the beefaroni though. Beefaroni go crazy.
You ever had like damn, what's it called? The orange craft dinner.
With the special bunch,
you remember that, right?
Yeah,
I feel like we couldn't find it after.
It was like, yeah, limited edition,
bro. There was a special orange Kraft dinner box, and it wasn't like cheese. It was cheese for sure, but it was like a maybe a nacho cheddar, right?
It's definitely tomatoey. Yeah, it was a special situation, man. But even the original KD, man, good food.
Bussin', chopped dogs in there. Bussin', man. Slice him up, man. Mix
you
him put, down.
You elevate that. You get the good morning sausages. Yeah. Little maple thing.
Yeah. I never did that.
I've never done
quick
that.
Quick sear. I've done the hot dogs.
Damn, just dish him off.
We elevated, man.
Nice.
Yo, yeah, I would make beefaroni.
I know
you can make elevated. Some like dignity.
Yeah.
Dignity.
Oh, you mean like real live?
Yeah, like take it to the adulthood.
You definitely could. Yeah, you definitely could.
Yeah,
definitely right could. Now. Yeah.
You ever had good like real ravioli? When you get real ravioli, it's 5 pieces.
Yeah,
you feel like you're fucking
cheated. I was
gonna
say, I think I have. I went to this birthday dinner of Zara's, one of Zara's friends. It was at the bottom of a hotel, and this is when we first started dating. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm finna be paying and everything." You feel me? So we go, and it's one of those fancy restaurants where they just give you like a bowl, like a small ass bowl. And I remember I ordered some pasta. And I want to say it was ravioli.
You got one piece?
And I got like 2-3 pieces. I was pissed. And it was like over a bill.
Damn.
I'm like, bruh. And I was...
Where'd you go?
To Tulsa. Oh, to pay for it. Oh, the restaurant. I don't remember the restaurant. It was a hotel, though. I was going to OSAP.
You went to OSAP?
You went to OSAP?
Your education card?
That whole... Because let me tell you what happened.
Oh, so, you learned a lesson. All right.
Let me tell you what happened.
Hey, so you know what? Let me get OSAP.
Let me tell you what. So, similar situation. Like, I didn't want to go to school, you know, but eventually I had to go, right? So when I went, I applied for OSAP, like, right before the first semester
started.
Which is started.
What? For the people?
OSAP is financial aid. It didn't hit before the semester started, so my aunt paid the first semester, but it hit by the time the second semester started.
Mm.
So I only had to pay for one semester with the OSAP, and I never went back, so I had... half of the OSAP left.
Mm, yeah.
And I was just making it work, man. If I took the bus to B&R that year, it was OSAP.
Damn.
Yeah, we had some OSAP meals with you
for sure. I would like just spend a little bit, put it back, spend a little bit. So that first year, and that's our dating Zara that year.
Yeah.
All them days was OSAP, bro.
Yeah,
OSAP.
Be fun about OSAP.
Yeah, OSAP, bro.
Yeah,
man, that's a love story, bro.
Yeah, no.
How'd y'all meet?
OSAP.
Literally, that's how, nigga. Yeah. Otherwise, yo, I can't make it.
I can't be. I can't go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yo, that's real, man. Yeah, shout out to government.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they hold you down. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I did the Voli only at special events.
The who? Or the Roli?
The Ravioli?
Or the Voli.
I had to call
the
Voli. Voli.
Yeah, I fuck with that. It didn't like, hit me. I fuck with that, though.
You know, if you get it, if you catch some Voli slipping at an event, like, they just walk through. So I had some mushroom Voli. I don't even know where.
Oh, the truffle Voli.
Oh, wow.
Were you there?
I don't have some truffle Voli. I'm going to put the truffle on the Voli.
Dog. Because you stuff it.
I love a little pocket. I love a little pocket. Love a little pocket.
I don't know what it
What's
is.
What's inside
like,
the pocket? Oh, you know what I'm saying? You go for it again and shit.
Man.
Love a little pocket, man. A little pouch.
Man.
Wasn't that F1? They did a pasta there. Yes. Was it there? They had some folded there.
Right?
I think that's what we're eating on camera.
I'm pretty sure we had some stuff because sometimes they'll serve as an appetizer. Like, take
so
one.
So it'll be a dry Voli.
It'll be wet, though.
Oh,
it was moist.
So it's like it's wet, but they just kind of took it out and just say like,
okay, put no sauce on it. And yeah. Shit. Okay.
So it's already dripped down.
Word.
But it's like you can put whatever in there. So sometimes they would do wild mushrooms, some spinach in there if you want. Like usually it's beef, but
it's like a little patty real.
Yeah, a little wet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I say Italians roll the best weed, man. Straight like that.
I ain't gonna argue with that one.
They so creative with their little fucking Italian hands.
get the fork in.
Yeah. I really wonder, man. Really, if you broke it, if you brought it to every country, man, roll me one. I need your best pair of fingers in this country first off.
Mm. Yeah.
Your finest fingers this country has to offer. Mm. Every country rolls one spliff.
I'm telling you.
Who's going to take it there, man?
Hey.
No.
Maybe the Asians might take it.
I'm going to say that.
I'm going to say Oregon.
I'm going to go Japanese.
Yeah. I can't be mad at that one because they precise.
Yeah. My dad rolled a bad one, by the way.
But Jamaicans are
pretty
bad.
Really? Yeah, he just rolled it tight and
small.
Yeah. What is this?
Do you think he like knew the smoking or he just was doing it?
No, you don't know. He does.
Okay, so
the nigga was bouncing in his chair and said, yo, that's what I love.
So, huh?
He loves rolling.
It was the first time I looked at him, I'm like, I don't know if I believe your guidance. Bro, the whole night, like,
yeah, I
said trying to open it, ripping it, and
literally,
shit.
Bro, just snapping shit. We getting the goop.
I didn't want to roll it for him, but no, his words were he wasn't much of a smoker, but he didn't mind rolling it for his boys and just leaving it. He'll take one and just say, "Okay, you guys go." Oh,
okay,
but at the time it was different. Weed was different back then, so he's a little more paranoid, which is why when we got caught, he was a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Anal about the situation.
Right, for sure.
So
it was a different time.
That what a moment that was, man. To smoke with our father was a funny moment. On his 50th birthday, we said, because my dad always had ideas of his kids smoking chronic.
Yeah.
He had a hunch. So he knew we were smoking in high school. We got caught.
Yeah.
And we still did in a respectful way, man. My dad was like, you know, he was going out and he had a certain days that he was going out. We'd have the house to ourselves. He would let us know we have the house to ourselves.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18.
18. And on top of it, bro, we weren't even like, if girls were coming over, they were like our friends from school, like along with our dogs. And we're saying, yo, Friday night hang session, safe in our basement.
Trust everyone. You know they're good people.
We bring the pizza. Everything was respectful, bro. Like... It was respectful.
Even we're just around the fire and shit. Like, our shoes are there and shit lined up.
Bro, it was the most respect. Because at the end of the day, I'm still scared of the man that owns his house.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell anyone like that. You know, it's very specific.
Deeper than that, it's just not your DNA.
That's not me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Even further than that, like, we'd go behind the house, not even do it in the house. We weren't rolling in the house. Yo, we'd go elsewhere, sort this, and then get busy.
Yeah.
So whatever, this particular night, long story short, my sister was home and she had some weird reaction and it may have been a little bit more her just tweaking, but she called the ambulance. Then my dad comes home and says...
She wasn't smoking.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say it, but
she was just... Okay. I don't know what she was on, but...
Maybe allergic to something.
Maybe.
She was on some medication and then she, I think she took it backwards or something, so she took two of one that she was supposed... she was supposed to take. Yeah, okay, she mixed some shit up, and then it wasn't a big deal. But then like she was like panicking and shit, and then she's like her heart was racing and stuff. But yeah, she was just overreacting. Yeah.
So she called an ambulance. My dad comes home and says, "Wait, it smells like weed." And then he just makes it this big thing, like he found he's 50 Cent from 50 Cent's dad from Get Rich or Die trying to say, "Why you have this gun in this house?"
Yeah.
And we said, "Why are you going through our shit?
Why you going through my stuff?
Why
man?
You smell around the house? You weren't supposed to be home tonight."
Yeah, yeah. And which is what it was, but whatever. He got mad at us, and we weren't like whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was the last time that was 2012. It's now 2016, 17, 18, and on. And he was just, you know what I mean, he'd throw little jokes here and there, say, yeah, like, bring a spliff and this and that. Like, but I was like, I'm like, wait, you're just so mad about it, nice little chill. I get we're older now, whatever. So his 50th birthday, me and Jermaine are just like, you know what, this is what's going down. We're going to go, everyone's going to be beat, and we're going to have, because we already, we gone.
Yeah.
We already gone.
For sure.
So then when the knight gets there and he's there, we're just gonna fucking pull out the baseball bat.
The damn Harry Potter.
That was the slogan we had waiting on that.
Yo,
that slogan's in that damn thing. Ready to go.
You put it in a zipper on this.
The fucking wombat report. Man, we whipped that bitch out. We said we pulled the
snug up.
Love that.
Happy birthday,
Torch.
So how did he respond? Like you just passed it to him, or you said like you announced it? You just passed it?
Yeah, we just passed it. Yeah.
We just passed it. He was acting like he was no man, can't. Like,
yeah.
He was smiling so much. Yeah, he said, "Bro, you just turned 50, bro."
I love that, man. I love that. That's amazing.
He took a big swig of that, man, and then we burnt that down together. And then Fred and that later on in life, a couple years after, we went to his house and he was just chilling. He said, "Yo, I have a stash. Are you on the roll something?" And we're like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah.
Then we rolled one in his backyard. We just talked about life for a couple hours. That was nice, man. Yeah, that was a nice chat.
Realistically, your father came in at the best time to smoke weed.
When?
Because it's just so easier to get.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for sure.
I mean? So much better to do. You can research more. You can't really research nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just like, yeah, no research. Like, yeah. Who this from?
Nigga. Wee-wee. Bro, you're supposed to be here 3 hours ago. Michael. I'm coming, man. Yeah. Like,
wee wee.
You know, now you get that shit when you want. You never miss an opportunity to have it if you want to have it for
specific
that.
Specific weed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Nah, it's nice, man. I was even. I was telling my partner.
You rolled another one. Matter of fact.
Nice. Your dad?
Yeah. What? Remember we smoked one? He's like, "Should I roll another one?" Like,
oh, yeah. Right. So, yeah, get here. Because he knew it wasn't hitting. I was like, but we were chilling. Our thing to him was like, every time we smoked, we were good. Like,
this
we know we're
this
good.
Is what, yeah.
It'd be this type of circle.
This is what it is, yeah.
But he's gonna stand on what he has to stand on. We're in school. He's stressing in life. I understand that. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But don't react like that. Cause, you know,
it's weird, man. There are a few things in life that, like, even if you do yourself, you just wouldn't really want somebody else to do, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Not
like, I
weed.
Feel like I don't think I would get nobody douce, bro. Like, I don't want you to, you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of thing. Like, you don't need this, but you do it yourself. But it's like, that's how I feel about weed. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to, like, show my kids it or want my kids to do it, but, like, I know it's okay, and I'm okay doing it. But for some reason, like, that programming of just like, nah, you shouldn't even be in it. It's like, when my little sister was with us that night at Soul House, It was a thing for me to, like, I don't know if I want to, you know. She said no, thankfully. But eventually I'm like, "Yo, you want to hit this?" And she's like, "No." But it's like, I didn't know if I wanted to take that step with her, you know?
Man, that's out of it, man.
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead. I got to consult Wiz Khalifa. How do you do it? How do you know your son?
I was thinking about that. Because there's a picture that dropped with the weed is right in front of his kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's on his bed, the kid's on his phone, and there's a bottle of weed, like, chilling right there.
Yeah.
But it being that natural, it's almost like alcohol now, where it's like, I always knew what alcohol was, but it's not for kids. Right. You know what I mean? Where
I think that's the angle,
There's a different way to present it. Because even with, like, our sister, we knew, like, all right, she's getting older, she's going to get into a conversation of fucking, like, drinking, smoking, partying. Like, just don't be stupid. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right. Obviously, you can talk to us before you talk to him. Like, yo, if you're smoking, you need some weed, like, get it for you.
Yeah, don't be going to them dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, let me make sure so I can sort you right. If you and your little girls want that, like, all right, cool, we'll sort you. But be neat about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Be neat about it. That's it. Like, I think when it comes to that point, I'm gonna be smoking till like forever, honestly. Probably.
Yeah, you said that yesterday, bro.
Dog, yeah. Like,
nigga,
honestly,
literally.
Nigga's
a. Hey, I'm gonna smoke forever. Bro.
Legit.
Like, I'm gonna smoke weed forever, is what the nigga said.
Dog, we were talking to this guy from the gym, and we were just waiting on some ice water. We approach up, and he's talking to the guy at the juice bar. And we walk into a conversation and he's already in there. So I'm just trying to catch him and see, you know, you got to wait and hear some more words to see. What are you guys talking about? The moment I stepped in, I understood what he said. He said, I was high as fuck. All right, yeah.
Heard that, brother.
I can relate.
He's 60, but he's well built. And he's just saying, like, yo, he just smokes and he just chills and that's his thing. So I'm like, bro, if it's like as controlled as it is now, I never really put it down for no reason unless, like my life's already on a good path. I just got to keep going.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it's like, there's been points where I'm like, I'm going to put the tree down for a little bit on the meter right now, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
But my point is, it'll always be around. And if my kids are around and seeing it, I'm not going to introduce it because I know a lot of people where their mom and their dad was like, yo, let's go build in the garage. And I'm like, yo, okay, now your dynamic is like shifted a little bit where this is all right. I don't know. This is all right.
That's so interesting.
You know what I mean? Maybe other things are now, can I test this boundary or like, how far can I go with drinking or how far, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. So I think if it's introduced in a proper way where it's like, this ain't for you, like, you know what I mean? Like, our dad passed us a spliff at a reasonable time, but we pass it to him. Because I'm like, you're being awkward now. You're like, when are you going to give us a fucking weed, nigga?
Oh, man, bro, slow up.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So let me ask you, so you feel like if you have a kid, they're getting old, let's say they're like 15, 16, 17, you don't feel like you should be like, hey, like, I smoke weed. This is why I smoke weed. Do you want to try it? Or you just feel like they should just find it themselves?
Yeah, I think they just find it themselves.
They find it themselves. If I start smelling them, I'd be like, talk to me, Junior.
Right, right. Okay, so yeah. Because, I do wonder if, like, you know, the parents that maybe are like, because they love weed so much, they want to introduce it to their kid, if, like, that's the right thing to do. Because maybe they'd never find it. And they just live their life.
Yeah,
it's
that's
too out there.
Facts.
It's too out there now.
So yeah, it's supposed to be like a drinking commercial. Yeah, it's going to be like a beer.
Yeah.
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 Okay, right, yeah.
I think that's the problem.
He found beer.
So but
in my drawer.
But with that, do you feel like you should be like, you know, let me talk to you about weed and like what it is and how to do it properly, or you just feel okay?
Because I don't remember that. You don't remember the alcohol talk. It's just kind of like it was around. No, not for me and shit.
There was no alcohol talk for me.
Yeah, we got it. You eventually. Know
what I mean? We started drinking, but
it, like, mind you, not to get too like personal, but you know, Ryan's obviously the older one, so he's figuring out how to do shit. The older brother's always gonna figure out how to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, I was there when my dad was finding the bottles, and I'm like, okay, I don't want that reaction. Like,
right.
You know, so I'm not drinking.
Right.
But when it's time to drink, he was gonna know that I'm drinking like responsibly and fine, like not on some dumb shit. But I just think what weed is the household that we were born in. It was like, go to school, straight school student, don't move off of this line. Walk straight. You know what I mean? The life I'm trying to live and have my kids live is like, yo, we all just chilling. You got a question, just ask me.
Right.
That's right. It. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't be too crazy to be like, Dad, these niggas smoking weed at school. So that, like, it's going to be so out there. Like, I feel it's just, that conversation is just going to have to happen naturally. And it's going to be something like alcohol. Literally, it's just gonna be on that same level. It was like, you're not old enough, man. Like, you don't need
word
to do that.
Yeah.
Say that.
Man, we're gonna reach our chubby fingers into the Discord, man. Pull us a voice note. We got something from the Full Send Father.
Oh.
Back Sweat BT. It's gonna be a good one.
Yo, what's going on, Random Order? It's your boy, Full Send Father. And this is a question that definitely popped up in my mind. I was driving yesterday, actually listening to episode 143. And it's been a problem I've had for a while now, and I just really need your eagly guidance. Hopefully you can educate the people on this. But no matter where I'm going, and it only happens when I'm in the driver's seat, I'm the one driving, whether I have the air on, and especially if I don't have it on, as soon as I get out of the car, bro, back is just wet.
Moist back.
And I can't shake it. You know, whether it's leather interior, carpet interior, doesn't matter. Like, get out of the car, and my back is just like I sat in the water. And I don't know how to go about like curving it. Like, and I don't want to be that guy that has to go like buy a little fan just to fix the problem, have it pointed at my back.
Can I have a back like, fan?
If you guys have encountered this, what do you do?
Towel, brother.
Towel?
You might need to keep some towels in the whip.
So what you do is before you get in the car, you grab the towel, shirt,
ooh,
open, towel,
ooh,
up.
Ooh.
Back holding towel on the chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now your back sweat goes on the towel. You get to your destination.
Yep. That's definitely better. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Dry shirt.
Yeah. Yep.
Or.
Oh.
Saran wrap the waist.
Waist saran wrapped.
Ziploc bag. Cut the Ziploc bag so the Ziploc bag open like this.
Okay.
Ziploc bag in the saran wrap.
All the way. So plastic on the plastic.
Yeah. All the way around. So now it's like a U. Yeah.
So it's a sweat catcher.
It's ice.
Ice.
In the Ziploc boarded by the saran wrap.
Okay. Oh, so boy. Ice melt. More wet.
Nigga
more,
not going.
More wet than before.
Cooling. It's cooling.
Soaked now.
When I hear
pants wet too. No.
You just don't want to be the wet one at every event.
Cause it, no.
There's no more events.
Yeah, nah, you bug it.
So we gotta stop inviting this guy.
Yeah, you gotta leave him at home.
Car fan.
Events.
Yeah. Okay, get an AMG. Yeah. Like, officer.
Sit like this.
Sebastian. The top of your AC.
Yo, really? This is feasible.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Drive like this. Yeah.
I actually do drive like that a bit. Like I be over the steering wheel.
You know what I mean?
I kind of do that. I'm not gonna lie.
You get the back air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully that helps. Yo, and we put the A. We put the A in amen.
Amen. Yeah.
How that Atlanta nigga say amen?
Amen. All day, man. What a wholesome episode we have in our hands, people. Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging with us, man. We appreciate y'all being here. Amen. Listen, man, this has been Random Order Show 148. Don't hate. Appreciate, man. Why don't you go slide over there, drop a 5-star star on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? Why not? No good
spend
answer.
Spend all day on the computer anyway.
I know where it is, man. Jump up in them comments, man. Drop them good stuff. You know what I mean? F with us, man. We f with you, amen. All day, man. Listen.
Sean got it.
Yeah,
Sean got it.
How we gonna lead the people with something, man?
Yeah, we'll leave with something, man.
What are we covering? What are we talking
about? Wait, what? Oh yeah, no, Sean, leave people. Listen, Sean.
Don't box me in.
No, though, I ain't gonna. I ain't never that.
Sean,
sure. So one of our egos are outside listening to the Random Order podcast
because
they too fucked up at a party, so they got us in on the headphones. They say I need to just be reminded of home and grounded, so they got RO in the ears.
Okay. Yeah,
but they feeling woozy, Sean.
Yeah,
what they do?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Hold your hands up.
I was not gonna say that. But that's a good, keep that in the tongue, you feel me? In case you gotta get there. Cause this might not work what I'm about to say.
Okay.
You really gotta like exaggerate your breathing, you feel me? You really gotta do.
That's real.
You really got to hit that in some nice outside air. Get you right, man. For real.
That just saved me the other day, man.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank Amen. You,
for sure.
Aye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.